When you lived at White City, were there colored people there and Mexicans there?
Yes, there was. And they each had a boarding house, you know, for their people that came mm-hmm. in and needed it. Mm-hmm. And I remember the Mexican, her name was Susie. She was such a good cook. And when the camp moved, Susie was left there with her boarding house because the majority of the men that was there, well, it was the train crew and the section gang, which were mostly were Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
They were picking up steel. So Susie's boarding house was stayed there, and the train crew, of course, took their meals with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was, you remember her last name? Or any of her children?
I can't remember that.
Well, some of Susie's children, do they still live in Dyball or Fastrell when it moved over?
Well, she has two daughters here, I know, Rosie and Mary.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she had some boys, but I don't remember their names.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the grade with Janice.
Mm-hmm.
They were very smart boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've gone far in life.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You were living at Fastrell when the Depression hit.
Yes, I was.
Do you remember how it affected the people out there?
Yes, I do. I remember it very vividly. In the first place, the Red Cross board at Rusk had a few things that they gave out. They had material and they had flour and meal. And I was appointed to distribute to the people. There was the company people did a lot better than the country people did. There wasn't but just a few in Fastrell that needed help, but it was mostly in the country surrounding Fastrell.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think all that I ever got for the people was flour and material to make clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did the company cut the men back out there?
Yes, they were cut back, but they were still allowed to make enough to live on. It,
mm-hmm.
it was pretty hard, but then everybody had gardens. There was, and they also, the company also had built a little canning house out there
mm-hmm.
with the pressure cookers, and everybody mm-hmm. can mm-hmm. practically made a living that way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you can your own stuff, or did somebody do it for you?
You did your own stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You could just take it down there and...
Uh-huh, take it down to the canning shed. They had sealers, and you would buy the cans, and
mm-hmm.
it was... Everybody had a garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.